Hey, good morning. 726, Brock Hunter.
Get excited over there.
I am, a little bit. I'll talk more about this later because I'm not 100% sure yet. And I don't
don't talk about it.
I don't want to overdo it.
Somebody else will step in and buy it from you.
No,
right under your feet.
Don't you dare say that. How dare you?
Actually, you know what? Don't piss me off because I know about it.
I'll buy it. I'll burn the property down.
I'll drain the lake. I'll burn the property.
Yeah.
All right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud and Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're watching all your favorite sports action. Maybe you're watching Shuffleboard.
Speaking of sports, I was watching America Says, which is the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
It's on the Game Show Network. One of the questions was, blah, blah, blah is not a sport. You know what was in there?
What?
Fishing.
What?
I know. It's going to piss you off. I thought the same thing. I'm like, it's a sport. Come on.
Absolutely, it's a sport.
What do you call it, a game? It's more than a game. You're sport fishing. You're not, well, I guess you could game fish, right?
Yeah, well, either way, it's still it's an activity.
Yeah.
It's a sport for
sure.
I
almost texted you right away.
And you can compete.
You're going to boycott that show, aren't
you? Yeah, absolutely I am. You know why?
It's not the show, it's the people. America says.
Yeah, you know why they say that? Because they suck at it. Good. Good. I hope they drown while fishing. All right, what do we got?
All right, let's do it, man. NCAA men's college basketball. Last night, Michigan beat the Rutgers 60-52. Tonight, Michigan State going to be at Nebraska at 8:30. Moving on to NBA. Tonight, Bucks going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. Hornets over in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. If you want to go to the United Center and check out some basketball, probably going to be a little bit cheaper than it was for the NBA All-Star Game, where it was $1,400 a ticket. Jeez, man. Great news out of NASCAR.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, good news. I mean, not great. The guy's still battered.
Oh, God.
But Ryan Newman, a local from South Bend, Indiana.
Right.
He has been released from the Florida hospital 2 days after a frightening crash that you all know about because we talked about it, and it's been all over the news at the Daytona 500. He had been hospitalized since Monday night. We talked yesterday. He was talking with the family. So he's awake. He's talking. Not much report on, you know, what his injuries exactly are.
The fact that he's up and moving and out of the hospital, woo.
You would almost think that if he did break anything or anything was really severe, like they would release it. But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But regardless, he's talking. He's fine. He's alive. That's the most important thing.
Nice.
Because I'll tell you what, Monday night, I think we are all very worried about Ryan Newman.
That crash was insane for sure.
Uh-huh. Moving on, I just kind of want to touch on the Astros again. Jim, or the owner, came out and admitted, hey, you know what? We didn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
We just broke the rules. What's the difference, man?
Yeah.
If you would have said you bend the rules, that's a little different. No, you cheated. So they had a press conference. Basically, the Astros kind of trying to lay it to rest and move on. But you know what? They're trying to cover up things so hard right now that it's almost getting worse than the actual event itself. Looking into the cheating thing with the buzzers, that's kind of, you know, did it happen? Did it not happen?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely happened. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, this is my opinion. But when you round third base and you're holding your shirt saying, don't rip my shirt off, then you go into the locker room, change into a T-shirt to come out to do interviews.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why? Why'd you do that? Nobody else did that.
You're covered in buzzers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So there's a lot of like crazy things going on in the Major League Baseball world right now, and one of them is the Astros coming out and admitting that they broke the rules, end quote. They didn't cheat. They cheated, bro.
Now, the question is, do you take away their
That's the big
title?
Question. And Major League Baseball is not, because their side is, well, who are you going to give it to?
Yeah.
You can't prove that any other teams are going to beat them, so what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you do. You strip them of the title.
Here's the funny thing.
Just 2017 is blank.
Here's what, and again, we can talk pretty much all day on this. What I don't know, though, is that let's say the Astros didn't win. Would this even be a conversation right now?
No, it wouldn't be a conversation because they would still be doing it.
They would still be doing it. That kind of bothers me a little bit. If it was such an issue, and I'm sure people were privy to it beforehand. Mm-hmm. But just because they won, now you're putting the hammer down on them. But if you knew before, if people knew before, and it was kind of a widespread thing, maybe not to the extent of what the Astros were doing, if they wouldn't have won and they weren't talking about it, isn't that a bigger problem in baseball than just cracking down on the one team that actually got away with it and won because of it?
Kind of tarnishes the name of baseball.
That's what I'm kind of saying. You know, it's like,
see, I think what it is, though, it was such a close niche thing within the organization and in Houston. Only a few people knew about it. Apparently, the pitcher had no idea.
Yeah.
But how do you know? I mean, how do you have no idea when your teammates are slamming trash cans? Hey, bro, what are you doing? Yeah. Why do you keep hitting that can?
I don't know. Just like trash cans, I like banging on them.
You know, I call BS on that. I think it's all BS.
I was over at the Rent show and I just got it in just banging on trash cans. You know, anyway, well, I think we should dive more into this. I'm sure more is going to come to light. Who knows what the MLB, with the pressure that's being put on them right now to put the hammer down on the Astros, if it's going to happen, if they're just going to brush under the rug to not tarnish the name of the game of baseball.
Real quick, here's what they were saying they should do.
Yep.
No draft picks, and you cannot compete in the playoffs.
Wow. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, exactly. In my opinion, I think the Astros should step aside for a year.
Yeah.
The owner should just be like, you know what? We're closing shop this year. We're going to let everything kind of ride out. We're going to redo everything. We're going to come back fresh.
And that might be good.
I mean,
that might
be lose millions of dollars. But you know what? Nobody's going to like the Astros anymore if you don't.
You know what they should do? They should do an open year where anybody can come play.
You know? If the replacements.
Yeah. If it doesn't matter anyways, so everyone, you can sign up on a lottery to play Major League Baseball.
Oh, man. See?
There you go.
And people would like them again.
And then they come back full swing. All right. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, later on. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.